Greetings, pals.
Greetings, pals.
Hey, welcome to the podcast, Throwing the Power. My name is Frank.
My name's Marcus in pyjamas.
My name's Tom, next to Marcus in pyjamas.
This is Short and Sweet, Best Kiss.
What were the name of the teddy bears in bananas and pyjamas?
Best Kiss, Best Kiss.
Morgan.
I think
I'm Tinky Winky and Poe, I think.
And B1 and B2.
No, definitely Morgan's one. That's so weird.
God, what were the other two?
Doesn't matter.
But they were one of my best kisses.
Best Kiss.
Yeah, so we're going to talk best kisses on film. Short and sweet. Let's go. Everyone's got a list. Everyone's got lots of prepped kisses.
I've got a list. I don't know how it does list.
I feel like I don't get kissing on screen.
Or you can't spell.
I guess you've never done it in real life.
Wait, what are you?
He doesn't write lists because he can't spell and he doesn't write anything down. Yeah. It was a weird point. Continue. Best on-screen kiss.
Marcus, kissy, I know you're ready. I know you're ready for
kissy,
some.
Kissy, wizzy, wizzy.
Who's your favourite?
Look, it's a tall order, but this is the most chaotic start to any episode ever.
That is a tall order.
And yeah, I've said too. Basically nothing, which is impressive.
Which means it's the best start we've ever had.
That's a good point.
Yeah, everyone's happy about it.
All right.
All right, I've got, I'll start with my first one.
We can just cut what you just said out. You can just go.
Marcus, you should start with your first one.
Yeah, let's start with your first one, Marcus, and?
Cruel Intentions.
Oh.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
And
Selma Blair, and this very intimate and iconic kiss, might I add. It's been spoofed. It's been parodied because it's so great.
It's in the pool, right?
Oh, you mean Not Another Teen Movie?
Yeah. And that's
the one.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever eaten pussy?
Yeah.
Yes, the Cruel Intentions kiss.
This like trail of saliva exchange. It's so...
Visceral?
Visceral.
Yes.
Now... Not necessarily what qualifies as a good kiss or the best kiss necessarily, but I think it's a standout kiss in a film.
Selma Blair, Sarah Michelle Gellar, that's who it's between?
Correct.
Yeah, he just said that.
Pay attention. I apologize.
And you're back in the room.
Yes. Selma Blair, Bima Blair.
Yeah, all right, go on. All right, go on. I think it's a great one.
Jack and Rose in Titanic, I don't know if you guys have seen it.
When did they kiss?
There's this one part. That actually does stand out to me. I'm going to be honest about it.
Okay, I'm going to be sincere.
When she jumps back on the boat and when she runs back to him and he grabs her, he's like, "You're so stupid, Rose." And he kisses her. He's like, "You're so stupid. Why would you do that?" And he's kissing her in between.
Yeah.
So you don't mean
the love scene in the back of
the car? No, I literally mean that kiss is always so, it gets me. How he's just like, he can't stop kissing her. And it's just punctuated by that. I love that scene.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah. Beautiful. I kind of thought you were going for the generic car scene. I'm going to be honest.
I don't know if they even kiss in that. I mean, there's
no kissing.
They sweatily fuck nonstop.
Well, they barely even do that. It's just slow pants. Yes.
Add that to the dictionary.
That was going to be my question. Is like, is it just a kiss, like at the end of the movie, or are we talking about like passion, love?
It was only a kiss, Frank. It was only a kiss.
How could it end up like this?
And they're falling asleep, and she's calling a cab.
The greatest song of all time.
Yeah, go on.
Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire, Kirsten Dunst, Upside Down.
Wow, I don't think anyone ever would have picked we were going to talk about that.
I struggle with this
such
one.
An interesting choice.
I don't think Frank has put any thought into
it's
this.
Also
I
so... Did.
I put so much thought into this and I can't think. I Googled...
Have you watched movies before?
Name it. I can't think of anything else. I can't think of any other kisses that I go, that's memorable.
It's so
Most of them are TV.
It's so mean of me after having just mentioned Titanic, like the most iconic romantic movie of all time. Yeah. You're like, oh, fucking hell, Frank, pick an original one. Yeah. It's like, no, yes, the Spider-Man one is great.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that it came out at a time where I was like, wow, kissing.
It is an excellent kiss. It's a fantastic kiss.
It won MTV's Best Kiss Award.
Well, need we say more?
Well, so did the one from The Notebook. Hey, no one said The Notebook. It's not on my list.
It did. The Rain again?
Yeah, The Rain kiss. Yeah.
It's still not over.
It's pretty iconic.
The Rain kiss.
Yeah, The Rain kiss.
I think you've seen it.
All right, I'm going to go The Godfather Part 2.
Okay.
You broke my heart.
Fredo kisses Fredo.
Marcus.
Al Pacino.
Some days.
So you've done
right?
it.
Right? That's a good one.
And also, Marcus.
That's a good one. Thank you.
Marcus has picked two same sex kisses.
I haven't finished yet.
They happen.
Oh, I know.
They also happen at the same sex, though, right?
Same sex.
We're allies here.
Just again for the listener, this is Al Pacino kissing his brother Fredo right on the lips. It's the kiss of death, as it's known in the mafia.
Yeah.
Fredo, I know it was you.
You broke my heart.
You broke my heart.
Now I'm going to go down on you. Because that's the Sicilian way.
In a boat.
That's what we do.
Stop being Sicilian. In a boat. Do you know who's won the
have
most?
Have you got more?
I have tidbits about MTV. MTV Best Kiss. Yeah. Guess who's won the most?
Who?
Rob Pattinson.
Yes.
Actually?
And Kirsten Dunst.
Well
together.
Wowzers.
Kirsten Dunst, really? With Rob Pattinson, that's impressive. I don't think they've ever been in the same room.
This comes back to me not being able to read again.
You're a dunce.
4 years in a row, they won. Can we talk about that?
Can we bring back dunce?
That's
pretty impressive.
Yeah, that is. I'm impressed that I got that.
Yeah, that was a very
good. I'm not sure where I pulled that from, I'm going to be honest with you.
Of course Rob Pattinson.
Watching the MTV Movie Awards every year.
It came out of my mouth and my brain went, whoa, slow down, Marcus, that's not right.
Yeah, very confident. It'd be here more like Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler kisses a lot of people. That's true.
He's one of them.
Best, no, but isn't it best kiss? He's not a good kisser.
Well, Jason Biggs, Sean William Scott won for American Pie 2. So it's like, they're always like, some of them are just funny.
Was that when Jason Biggs kissed the pie with his dick?
No, because Sean William Scott, no.
I thought for a second you misremembered the movie, euphemistic.
Set myself up with a bit.
Cheeky boy.
Yeah, good cheeky jokes from Marcus. Put your foot down.
I'm comfortable. I'm in my pajamas.
Oh, I hate it.
You know who is renowned for being the worst on-screen kisser? I'm sure
Zach
you know.
Zach Braff.
No, actually, but yes, that's true. He's awful. He does a lot.
Nicolas Cage.
Bill Murray. Bill Murray, there are like compilations of him kissing, and yet one of my favorite kisses is him and Scarlett Johansson in Lost in Translation.
It's on my list. I've still never seen it.
It's very chaste right at the end of the movie. It's a very like almost like the way you would kiss a friend, and it's very heartbreaking.
Yeah, because Scarlett Jo is a pro.
Yeah, Scarlett Pro handsome.
Even Bill Murray couldn't have fucked that up.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. He tried his best.
He really tried to slot.
How do we feel about Bill Murray? Funny?
What? I think he's fine.
Off topic, but interesting. How dare you?
I think he's fine. He's not my guy, but I like him.
Okay, well, I think he's royalty in terms of comedy. I think that he's a difficult actor to work with.
Do you know what, a kiss I do like, Dumb and Dumber. Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
See, most of the kisses I think of are funny. That's why I found this so hard.
Monica Bellucci and Keanu Reeves in The Matrix Reloaded.
Monica Lewinsky?
Monica Bellucci.
Oh.
Get it right.
Sorry, I misheard you.
Monica did what?
Stay with me, Tom.
Yeah.
John Belushi. Room.
Yes.
Monica Bellucci and Keanu Reeves, when she asks him to kiss her like he would kiss Trinity.
This is
you
true.
You know the one?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Great kiss.
Yeah. And then there's the one between Jada Pinkett and Monica Bellucci in The Game, Into the Matrix.
Ooh, is it really?
Remember how they filmed extra scenes for that game, and she does the same thing with...
She's just out there kissing everyone.
Yeah, everyone she meets, she's just like,
it's Monica Bellucci.
I need you to kiss me.
Fair enough. I've got another one. You ready? Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, this is a good call.
Heath Ledger, Brokeback Mountain.
This was on my list.
What are they in together?
I just said it.
Yeah, it's not a bit if he says the name of the movie.
I was delayed. I apologize. I'll edit that in so I say it before you go, what are they? Anyway, God, I don't know. I just can't do this best kiss one. I don't understand.
Yes.
Damn, I said that wrong too.
I think when especially, obviously their first kiss is very heated and very aggressive when they're in the tent. But at the end with the I Wish I Knew How to Quit You is very, very heartbreaking.
Isn't it?
Found that movie boring.
When I wrote it down.
Excuse me, Frank.
I watched it when I was a Christian though. So like that gay stuff wasn't allowed. Well, it must be boring. that gay film.
So bored.
Oh dear.
I must admit, I wrote that one down as a joke to start with. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, no, it's kind of important. It's an important moment.
Right. It's a very important moment. Shame about the boys.
And they're both boys.
Yeah. What about the Team America scene? I promise I will never die.
I think that's more 69ing than kiss. Yeah, I mean, it's a type of kiss.
The whole sex scene, I guess, is one
It's
kiss.
True. I have one
that
I love,
okay,
which is George Clooney and J-Lo in Out of Sight. Perfect movie. Well, very close to perfect movie.
Perfect movie.
A brilliant movie.
Haven't heard of it. Out of Sight.
Steven Soderbergh's that he made just before he did Ocean's 11.
Out of sight, yeah, out of mind, I guess. Yeah.
That's what the title's doing, guys. Yeah. You're 25 years late to that bit. But the movie has beautiful slow burn chemistry with them, and there's a moment where they go to kiss and David Holmes's jazzy score is playing and there's a little freeze frame just before they kiss. I regret mentioning the genre of the score.
It's got such a jazzy score.
Lovely. That was lovely.
A beautiful trumpet plays in a misty moonlight.
It's lovely. Speaking of moonlight, the kiss between Little and I can't remember the character's name, but
big.
on the
Little and Big.
Fuck, I'm going to actually sue you. I'm going to take you to court.
Oh God, he's gonna get sued.
I'm finally gonna
bring
do it.
Bring it on, bring it on.
Yeah, wow. Oh, I got two more. Here we go.
Please.
The Empire Strikes Back, Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher.
I think none of your kisses have been like
brother and sister.
I don't think that's in The Empire Strikes Back.
I think you're wrong.
Okay. We'll look it up after.
Someone Google it. Frank, you can Google it because you've got nothing to contribute.
I don't know what kissing is.
What
I was a Christian.
Is?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It was a weird time.
That gay stuff.
Yeah, that gay stuff, the kissing. I got one more.
Yep.
One more. Here we go. The Mask, Jim Carrey, Cameron Diaz. That there's a few actually. There's some pretty good kisses in there. But when he kisses her on the dance floor, and I've already mentioned this again in our dance short and sweet, but scene.
It's Empire.
It is Empire.
Yes!
I thought it was in Return.
Do I get to punch you in the leg?
No, you've had that already today, 3 times.
Oh dear. Anyway, you were saying the mask. Yeah, the mask.
I think I've said this before, either on mic or with you guys. Cameron Diaz is not great in that movie. Maybe better looking than anyone has ever looked in a film. Like when she shows up the first frame of that film, you're just like, no one has looked that attractive.
It's a masterclass in modeling.
Was a model.
Yes.
And then she learned to act later.
She was not very good in that movie.
She's fine in that.
I think she's pretty bad. But she then has some of my favorite roles in some of my favorite movies later. So good on her.
What to expect when you're expecting?
I don't know. What is it?
A good acting performance from Cameron Diaz.
Hey, okay. It's not bad.
Bad kisses, though.
I just
honestly can't think of anything. The kiss that comes to mind is JD and Elliot, Zach Braff, Sarah Chalk in Scrubs.
The first time
season
they hook
two,
up.
Season two, they finally, no, not the first time they hook up. It's the sex, they'd like broken up after their first break. And then they do the pizza scene and they're in bed
all
day.
That's season one, definitely.
It's the end of season one.
Yes, but he's just broken up with the girl. It turned out it was a drug addict.
Alex, yep.
Yes, and then he gets into bed with her and the whole episode is them in bed, but then it shows the flash forwards.
But are you sure that definitely wasn't in The Empire Strikes Back?
I might have been.
Tom,
look, I'll tell you what.
Are you so certain?
Do I get to, I won't punch, but I will write a sternly written letter to you, Marcus. All right? It will have words like erroneous in it. And others.
You're welcome.
That's it.
Thanks, Frank.
Anyone else got anything else to say?
No, look, I had a big list, but it's done. Tom? Oh, we got a favorite though. Like, I think The Godfather, Al Pacino.
I kind of think that is a really good call.
I think
like
that's the best on screen.
You've done very well there.
Yeah, I mean, I've had nothing to contribute, so that sounds good.
No, you contributed something other. You said, I'm not about that gay shit, which I think was really good.
That's not what I said. I said, I'm a Christian.
Loosely quoted.
I apologize for my religious upbringing. I've changed since then.
Uh huh.
Now I'm an atheist. Come on.
Yeah, Frank.
Thank you.
We support you.
So that was kissing, as described by the pals.
Wait, do it along to this. You ready?
No.
Yeah.
Shit ending. Thanks, listening to Another Power. My name is Frank.
My name's Marcus.
My name's Tom.
Best kisses, hey?
Yeah.
I guess Instagram us and tell us your best kiss, and it should be
you. Two, do it right now, and I'll say it's the best ever. Go.
What?
Do it for camera. Oh, they did it! Oh, they did it!
Tom and I are kissing.
Unreal. What a finish.
Mwah. Threw in the pan.